Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right. Thank you.
Good afternoon. Welcome back to The Good Life. I'm Guy Bauer coming to you live today from Johnson's Garden Center on West 13th. You've heard some of the stuff that's going on. There is so many fun things going on. You can hear the Boys and Beer Band playing in the back. It's talking about New Age Polka. The beer judging, they're feverishly working over there, and I feel left out. Our food judging doesn't start for another 25 minutes, but... We'll be here for the next hour or so after 1 o'clock judging some food. All the food trucks have prepared great food items with Hatch Green Chili. So many beers, so much fun. Bethy, you can come sit down. And then one of my fellow judges, I told you there's three distinguished judges and me. Kerry Ringers is here. Shane Gross had to back out at the last minute. So Joe called it.
Thank you, Shane.
Is the right thing. All right, get closer. I got to stick this right in your face.
Ooh, right next to Guy.
Welcome to The Good Life.
Thank you. I'm very happy to be here.
Well, I hadn't seen you in so long. I love to see the stuff you write about because you do such a good job of keeping Wichita informed.
Thank you.
What's some of the earth-shaking happenings that you've covered lately?
You know, I think the hot story in town, it continues to be Greenwich Place. I mean, I could not believe we're getting an REI. Do you know what REI is? Outdoor store? Okay, so if you are a mountain climber, if you're a bicyclist like Marty Johnson, if you just like doing anything in the great outdoors, kayaking, this is like the bomb of the store. Like it is. Oh, Marty's looking like, I was talking about you, Marty. REI, you know REI, don't you?
I didn't know REI. They're coming to town?
They're coming to town. Did you not know this? Do you not read my column? Come on, man. He was confirming. Marty's confirming. Apparently he knew before me.
Yeah.
But so that is like a national caliber retailer, and we continue to land those Dave and Buster's,
yeah,
all kinds of great things out at Greenwich Place. So I just think that's going to continue to elevate the retail landscape and the restaurant landscape in the city of Wichita. I think it's really exciting.
Well, look at what's happening. You know, people bitch about the road construction.
Mm-hmm.
They're way ahead of schedule. And when you look at East Kellogg out towards where I live near 159, man, it's just
rocking. I do love to complain about that because I'm a Costco girl and I want to turn left on Webb. Somebody let me. But, you know, it's growing pains. That's what growing takes. You know, we got to suffer through a little bit, but it's going to be a good outcome in the end.
Yeah. Okay, let's talk about some things that maybe you have inside information on.
Inside information. Okay.
What's going to happen with the old Gander Mountain?
It's kind of hard to think, isn't it, with
music
happy
and
polka going on. But, you know, this polka band is the bomb. I love it.
Yeah.
This is my favorite Chili Fest ever, by the way, in the rain. This is the way to do it. It is so much fun. If any of you are at home thinking, oh, my God, it's raining, I can't go, you absolutely should come down. This is much better than, like, the heat of the sun. I'm having
Amen.
A blast. It might also have something to do with the fact I've had no food and somebody gave me a PBR, so. Okay, so back to inside information. Gander Mountain, I think that's going to end up just being offices for King of Freight. I'm sorry.
That is a waste of that beautiful space.
But, you know, I think that might end up being a temporary deal, like he's there a few years and then something else happens. So there's hope there.
Well, when they built that building, and I thought, okay, Gander Mountain, and the whole back of the building is crashed off. You can't see
the ridiculous.
River.
It was ridiculous.
No patio. No. Oh, my God.
I think that was just one of many issues at Waterwalk.
I'll go with one of many. Absolutely.
Hey, but speaking of Gander Mountain, the new Gander Outdoors and the renamed Camping World, which is going to be called Gander RV, they're getting ready to open later this month, and that's pretty exciting. And I do think eventually they're going to use the little lake behind them. I think you'll get to test out kayaks and things like that.
Perfect.
Yeah. So, Wichita, I mean, a lot is going on.
It's been that way. You know, we got here in 1990, and I'm just blown away when we think back, and I tell Beth all the time, we should have taken pictures.
Right.
We walked that north on, what's the road that goes past Larkspur northbound? You know what I mean.
Again, the PBR.
Yeah.
PBR.
You know, Heroes just opened, Larkspur just opened, and we were not walking north on red brick roads, and all these buildings are for lease and for sale, and I thought, man, we too bad we don't have any more money. Fish-eyed fool, we should have sold the kids.
Oh, man, you should have. You know, I got here in late 2002, and just what I've covered in that time, it is amazing. I mean, we had that slump from 2008 to 2000, whatever. But when I got here, Old Town Square, it really was just getting started. Zing Noodlery was like the first restaurant there. It did not go over. But since then, that whole square has been rocking and rolling. It's where the Wichita Eagle is now.
Yeah.
And just to see the growth continue, and now so many businesses are coming back to downtown.
Speaking of the square, we know that Sabor's still going good. The Japanese restaurant is being retooled.
Hannah Cafe, yes, it's being retooled. It'll open early fall. That's one of my favorite restaurants, so I'm going to have a little talk with Eunice Kim, the owner. If there are certain things that are gone from the menu, I will get them back, Wichita. I will get them back.
And what's your favorite Vietnamese restaurant there right off the square?
Right off the square. Oh, are you talking about Mita?
Yeah.
At Central and Emporia?
No.
Oh, no. Lemongrass closed.
Oh,
I'm sorry.
Me.
Lemongrass sold. But our friend Danny Nguyen is gone, and I think the new owners are still trying to find their way. I have not been there yet, but from what I hear, you know, there's a little period when you first open a restaurant you got to go through, as I said earlier, some growing pains. So we really miss our friend Danny Nguyen, though, who had that restaurant. It kills me that he's no longer there.
I know. That was like Joe's favorite place.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, because Danny would cook things that weren't on the menu, and we would just sit there in ecstasy saying, Danny, put this on the menu. All of Wichita will come.
That brings to mind another place where we went where we had bowls of noodles. Remember we went to lunch? Thank you very much. You took Beth and I.
Was that Mita at Central and Emporia? Yeah, another great restaurant. If you like pho, or even if you don't, you should go and eat it because it's that good. And they have a beef stew on the menu, number 13, if you go. And it's not like American beef stew. It's closer to pho, but it's so good.
And those of you who are listening and haven't experienced this kind of food, it's spelled P-H-O, okay? You could call it pho, and they won't laugh at you that much.
Well, I think they're all laughing at us, or in front of our faces, I'm not sure.
Well, that's because I use a big spoon. I just can't do it with chopsticks.
Oh, Guy, no.
I ruin more shirts when I eat.
No, here's the strategy. When I go to Mita, I wear a black shirt. Of course I wear a black shirt all the time anyway, but you have to. Either that or you wear a bib.
And hold the bowl right here.
No, you've got to learn to wield both the chopsticks and that little Asian spoon, the big spoon. You can do it. Okay, you know, Guy.
We should go again.
Yeah, we will go again, but you are the good life guy. How do you not? This is an embarrassment.
Well, it is, but it's worse when I spill, I started to say a bad word, crap all over the front of my shirt.
Again, PBR.
Yeah. Have you been around and looked at any of the food trucks?
I haven't because I'm enjoying sitting here at the judge, you know, just being at the judge's stand, letting things come to me.
Oh, I can't wait.
Which it scared me a little bit when you said it's going to be like another 30 minutes before food. I should not have started drinking.
Let's see. You haven't even had half of a big boy.
You know, we have out-of-town friends in from all over the world, Joe's childhood friends. We had a big gig at the Pump House last night. We've got another one tonight at Aeroplanes. But it was only a few hours ago that I quit drinking from last night's gig, so.
You've recovered nicely.
Thank you.
All right, we're going to take a break. Carrie Renter, thanks for being on the program.
Love it, thanks.
We'll do it again. I'm glad you're here. I'm glad you were able to fill in. Yes, I kind of wish Shane was here, but her loss, I hope that whatever it was, I think maybe Mila was sick or something. But I'm Guy Barrett. It's a good life. You hear the band in the background. The rain has eased up. It's nice and cool down here. The crowd is phenomenal. You put in your order, get some green chilies, and don't forget, it's not just today. If you don't get down here today, you're busy, whatever, I understand. Green
That's good beer. Green Chili's will be around for the next 3 weeks, maybe more. Well, they freeze a lot, but if you want to get them fresh right out of the roaster, both locations, Johnson's on Woodlawn and just south of 21st, and here on West 13th Street, you got to come out. I'm Guy Bauer. It's The Good Life. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back. I've got a killer wine of the week and a bunch of fun things coming up I need to tell you about. Don't go away.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.